All right. I'd like to call the January 22nd, 2026 meeting of the San Diego County Water Authority Board of Directors to order at 2:30. We have no remote participation today from directors. Therefore, all votes will be cast using the voting buttons at your seat. As we move through our agenda, I will be moderating requests to speak. To request to speak, please press the speaker button at your seat. Vice Chair Hilliker, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you, Vice Chair Hilliker. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll and announce whether a quorum is present?
Director Acosta.
Here.
Flessy.
Here.
Katz.
Here.
Pohl.
Yes, present.
Coates Hedberg.
Here.
Scalzetti.
Here.
Vice Chair Hilliker.
Here.
Director Morrison.
Here.
Sanchez.
Present.
Myers. Here. Rivera.
Here.
Roback.
Here.
Quaylen.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Heidemann.
I'm here.
Norman.
Here.
Director Wall is absent. Abdullahi.
Present.
Ayala.
Here.
Bukowicz.
Here.
Douglas.
Here.
Fong Sakai.
Present.
Macedo.
Present.
Madaffer. Here. Molina. Chair Serrano?
Here.
Director Whitburn?
Here.
Supervisor Aguirre? Is absent. Director Freehoff?
Present.
Secretary Lines is absent. Director Castaneda?
Here.
Kirschbaum?
Here.
Arant?
Yes.
Miller?
Here.
Ray?
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Do we have any proxies today?
Yes, we have two proxies today. Director Arant is the proxy for Director Wall, and Director Freehoff is the proxy for Secretary Lines.
Noted. Item four is public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to address the board on items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. Madam Clerk, do we have any members of the public wishing to speak?
I have two in-person speakers. Please do not repeat comments already made during committee. Mrs. Javier, you have 3 minutes and may begin.
Oh, this one? Yes. Councilor Rivera.
Yeah.
Okay. Councilor Rivera, over 9. It's a little ship. Was suspended, saying he will need out APCD only to discover he is one of the 11 governing board member of APCD. How could he in, when abstention in board meetings since has been recorded. My husband volunteered to be with governing board planning hearing. But block it. We also learned that Mayor Gloria Dan, an environmentalist advocacy, along with the environmental health able to get approval from Sacramento, having APCD detached from county's direction and control. The reason for its independence was transforming for efficiency and effectiveness, and from 5, it became 11 governing members for elected officials and 3 professionals expansion specialists when citizen...
Mrs. Javier, your time is up. Mr. Javier, you may begin.
Thank you, Uncle Sam. Thank you, County Water Authority. Our constitution really would like us to work together to ensure justice for all, to ensure, promote domestic tranquility amongst the six pillars of our constitution. Let's not be afraid to make a change. Acquainted with calculus, remember Engineer Rivera? The rate of change. So we could calculate the volume, you know, surfaced or contained by a curb line, not just straight line. Sir Chair, respectfully, you have done injury to our city, along with Councillor Rivera, Councillor Lacaba, Councillor Whipple, Kenneth Campbell, Poster, Lee, Whitburn, including the department heads. My God, may you investigate them. Bring out the money. We need it in our community to clean and make our community safe. Let there be more citizen policemen. Let there be people who could pick up the trashes along the storm drainage, if only to ensure that we have clean, wasted water to be thrown back to our storages. I think that is one concept that we could conserve our money and having it directed to a more priority projects like more infrastructure in our most sought second survival kit, water. City of San Diego is failing as far as this APCD, which is also the source of EIR, Environmental Impact Review or Report, which Sandag cannot have or possess because the mayor is not there. Why he cannot face amongst the intelligent members of the board? Why? We expect intelligence and moral justification in your presence. We adore you because you were there. Are you doing your job? Are you doing your homework? All lies just to show us.
Thank you for your comments. Your time is up.
Thank
Please
God.
Take a seat.
Thank Uncle Sam. Help us.
If there are public speakers in the Zoom waiting room, please raise your hand through the Zoom app or press *9 if listening by phone. I have no further requests to speak.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 5 is additions to the agenda. Do we have any additions to today's agenda?
There are no additions.
Great, thank you very much. Item 6 is the approval of the minutes. Before us today is the approval of the minutes from the formal Board of Directors meeting of November 20th, 2025. I will entertain-
Motion, second.
I have a motion from Director Scalzetti, a second from Director Molina. Madam Clerk, will you please open the vote? Directors, please cast your vote.
Please vote now. Director Sanchez and Freehoff, if you could enter your votes.
Sorry.
Director Freehoff. Thank you. Vote passes.
Thank you very much. Item 7 is our presentations and public hearings. Item 7A is the public hearing regarding vacancies and recruitment and retention efforts at the San Diego County Water Authority. This is in compliance with state law, which as of last January requires public agencies to present the status of vacancies, recruitment, and retention efforts during a public hearing before the agency's governing body. There is no action from the board required. I would like to invite up Catherine Love, Director of Human Resources, for the presentation, and then we will take any public comment. I am now officially opening the public hearing at 2:40 p.m., and I will turn it over to Catherine for the remainder of the presentation.
Thank you, Chair Serrano, and good afternoon, members of the board. I'm hoping you can hear me okay before we get started. My name's Catherine Love, and I'm the Director of Human Resources, and I'm pleased here to provide the presentation related to this public hearing. Before we begin, I'd like to just let you know that the board memo associated with today's presentation is located on page 434 of the agenda packet. Today's presentation will begin with a brief legislative overview. Then I will review the Water Authority's vacancy summary, recruitment and retention data for calendar year 2025. And the presentation will conclude with my colleague, Principal Human Resources Analyst, Christina Lever Santos, highlighting a few of our recruitment efforts over the last calendar year. Before I proceed, I would like to just share the bottom line. Our vacancy and turnover rates remain low, complying with the intent of this legislation. As many of you may know by now, Assembly Bill 2561 amended the Myers-Milius-Brown Act, effective January 1, 2025. This law was enacted to address concerns regarding widespread vacancies in the public sector, which can lead to heavier workloads, burnout, and high turnover with the employee groups, therefore negatively impacting the delivery of the public service. This legislation requires public agencies to report out to their governing body at least once per fiscal year on the agency's vacancies, recruitment, and retention efforts. Additional information regarding vacancies is required upon the recognized employee organization if any one of the bargaining units meets or exceeds 20% vacancy rate. I'm pleased to announce that the vacancy rates here at the Water Authority do not meet that threshold for additional reporting. And finally, under the legislation, the recognized employee organization for bargaining units are entitled to present at these public hearings. Teamsters 986 is our recognized employee organization. They were notified of today's public hearing on December 17th, 2025, but they have declined to present at today's public hearing. The vacancy summary slide in front of you provides you a snapshot of the monthly vacancy summary as of December 31, 2025 by employee groups. It also includes the agency-wide total at the same point in time. You'll see the employee groups, the represented groups are the managerial supervisory unit with a vacancy rate of 2%. The professional administrative bargaining unit group had a vacancy rate of 5%, and the technical and support group had a vacancy rate of 8%. Also included in this slide are the employee groups that are not represented. That includes our confidential executive and senior manager groups. They had a range of a vacancy rate between 8 and 11% at that same point in time. The calendar year average for the Water Authority, coincidentally, was 6.2, which was the same as our agency-wide as of December 31st, 2025, but that's solely coincidental. These data points demonstrate strong workforce stability and minimal staffing gaps. This slide provides you an overview of the retention data. During calendar year 2025, you'll see that we experienced 37 vacancies at the Water Authority during that year. The bar graph in front of you identifies the three main reasons for the separations. We have retirement and other, which could include an involuntary separation. We have internal opportunities, which would include our employees either promoting or transferring to internal positions, and then voluntary separations, which means the employees are actually leaving the agency. The blue bar graph represents the data points for 2025, While the gray data, the gray bars represent the 2024 data, just for comparison purposes. Of the 37 vacancies that we experienced during the calendar year, 26 of them were of our vacancies were due to internal opportunities, meaning employees were able to transfer or promote, or they retired. The Water Authority's calendar year annual staffing turnover rate was 4%, indicating strong employee retention, and is below HR benchmarking sources that often cite 10% as a target for a healthy turnover rate. A few of the ways that the water, that San Diego County Water Authority supports retention efforts includes, but certainly not limited to, providing one-on-one coaching and training for employees and supervisors, providing ongoing training for employees on a wide range of employment and wellness matters, offering employee engagement, employee recognition programs, and professional development opportunities, in addition to offering a competitive and comprehensive compensation and benefits package. Employee retention remains a top priority for the Water Authority, as tenured employees possess valuable institutional knowledge and experience. Over the last calendar year, the Water Authority opened 38 recruitments. We received and screened over 2,400 applications, conducted 210 interviews, and filled 35 vacancies. Most of these data points mirror similarly to calendar year 24, except for the number of applications we received. This calendar year, we received over 900 more applications than the prior year. While there may be several contributing factors for the reason why the increase in the applications we received, I do believe it signals our increased intentional outreach efforts is working. At this time, I would like to invite Christina Lever Santos to come and highlight a few of the recruitment efforts we focused on throughout the last calendar year.
Good afternoon. Human Resources has focused on three key initiatives to enhance our recruitment efforts. First, we have been expanding our talent pool through strategic outreach. Over the last year, Human Resources has continued to work collaboratively with hiring managers to expand our talent pool through diverse outreach strategies. Together, we intentionally target where we source candidates. As you can see, the picture of the postcard mailer we mailed to registered engineers with the state to advise them of our senior engineer and engineer 1-2 opportunities. Public Affairs and Human Resources has enhanced our partnership in supporting mutual workforce development efforts to educate the community about the world of water and our employment opportunities, with the intent to develop a pipeline of talent and bring visibility on the variety of careers available within the water industry. This slide in front of you highlights the events Human Resources, in collaboration with the Public Affairs team, attended to strengthen our respective efforts to connect with the community to attract and retain a skilled workforce for the industry. We doubled the number of events we participated in 2025 from the previous year. Additionally, Human Resources continues to explore opportunities to enhance our region's workforce development and talent pipeline. We are supporting Palomar College's Tomorrow's Water Technicians grant-funded project through various items, including participating in career readiness workshops, participating in the industry advisory board, providing assistance with curriculum development and consultation, and supporting work-based learning opportunities. The second key initiative includes developing an expanded recruitment and outreach program to connect with military members preparing to transition to civilian careers. Based on our location, in relation to the number of military bases in the county, we have an advantage to recruiting transitioning military. This is a strategic benefit, as veterans have the hands-on experience in many of our roles, highly transferable skills, and proven adaptability. Examples of these efforts include building relationships with direct contacts at Camp Pendleton and the Navy, and participation in military recruitment opportunities. We are also an active member of Metropolitan's Veteran Outreach Committee. The purpose of this committee is to provide an opportunity for members to build partnerships, to share and develop resources to assist veterans connecting with careers in water. Further, we are enhancing our careers website to include recruitment resources for transitioning military. And finally, we are continuing to build relationships with transition offices at our local bases to advertise our open positions. Here you can see a picture of one of the recent flyers we shared with one of the transition offices regarding two of our opportunities. Our third key initiative is promoting and exploring additional work-based learning opportunities. In the 19th year, the San Diego Regional Water Wastewater Internship Program provides practical on-the-job experience to interested students and a talent pipeline of potential candidates to the water and wastewater industry. The Water Authority actually recently hired one of our current interns and rehired a former intern, demonstrating the value of this work-based learning opportunity. We are working with Water Authority managers to explore professional associations, colleges, and universities, and discussing with our member agencies what additional work-based learning opportunities are available that we could bring into the Water Authority and offer. We have recently committed to participating in the American Public Works Association Summer Internship Program, and this will be the first time that the Water Authority has this opportunity. So we're very excited about that. Our commitment for 2026 is to continue to work collaboratively with public affairs to support our mutual workforce development efforts, develop even stronger outreach strategies, and identify other pathways to increase our work-based learning opportunities. And public affairs, as they did earlier today, does plan to present related efforts at an upcoming LPO meeting. With that, this concludes our presentation and report on the Water Authority's vacancies, recruitment, and retention efforts. We are available for any additional questions.
I want to thank Catherine and Christina for the presentation. As noted, Teamster 986 were invited to provide comments today and elected not to present. Madam Clerk, are there any members of the public wishing to speak?
If there are any members of the public online that would like to make comment during the public hearing, please raise your hand now. I have no requests.
Thank you very much. Again, thank you to our human resources team. I am now officially closing the public hearing at 2:53 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 8, which is the report by chairs, starting with item 8A, which is my chair's report. First, I'd like to take this opportunity to, again, welcome the new members to the San Diego County Water Authority, which we will do individually momentarily. I would like to begin, colleagues, begin this new year with some housekeeping items for directors. First, regarding claiming per diem. Per the administrative code, claims must be submitted within 90 days following the date of the occurrence of the event for which you are claiming. While I am understanding and sympathetic of emergency situations, colleagues, we must be timely in submitting these reports. So therefore, going forward, I intend to deny claims submitted outside of the 90-day timeframe. You know where you attended, you know that you want to claim it or not, please make sure that you're submitting your forms on time. Next, it is that time of year again. You will all have noticed the Form 700 filing notices in your email inboxes. Please ensure you file your form before the April 1st deadline. If you are having trouble logging in to the filing system or experiencing any other issues or didn't receive the email, please reach out to Board Clerk Kelly Walker for assistance. New year also means new roles, and I would like to announce various committee leadership changes in consultation with the board officers. Chair Emeritus Katz has been appointed vice chair of the Imported Water Committee. Director Scalzetti has been appointed vice chair of the Water Planning and Environmental Committee. And Director Douglas has been appointed to the Audit Committee. I also currently have a vacancy for the SANDAG Regional Planning Committee following the resignation of Director Yamani, which we will talk about later. If anyone is interested in that position, please contact me as well. Next on my list, I'm pleased to announce that applications are opening in February for the Spring Citizens Water Academy, which will take place at the end of April. We're excited to host the community again for this award-winning program, and I hope you will encourage leaders in your communities to apply. You will see that there is a paper nomination form at your seat, or you may use the online nomination form that is now open. Staff is also preparing to host a one-day version for water agency staff on April 7th, and that has proven to be a very popular way for member agency staff to learn more about the industry. Please talk with Public Affairs Director Mike Lee if you want more details. In terms of what I've been up to since the last time we saw each other, in December, I was in Washington, D.C., and while there, I was able to meet with both of our United States Senators, Alex Padilla and Adam Schiff. We discussed the Colorado River, affordability, and our work around third-party transfers. Those meetings led to a staff-level meeting with Senator Padilla's policy lead on water with our own public affairs staff. And I was also there to meet with our local members of Congress, including Mike Levin and Scott Peters, to discuss the same. As noted earlier, later that month, I also participated in the Colorado River Users Conference with the General Manager, Assistant General Manager Bradford, Director Madaffer, our imported water team, where we had meetings with the Department of Interior, Bureau of Reclamation, our colleagues from the Imperial Irrigation District, and I was also able to connect with the new MWD General Manager. The product of these meetings, you will hear about later during this agenda, but it was a very productive winter for the Water Authority and Water Authority staff. With that, that concludes my report. We will move on to item 8B, which is the report of committee actions. Madam Clerk, will you please provide a report of the actions taken in committee?
ANF committee noted and filed the monthly treasurer's report. They approved amending the September formal board of directors meeting date to September 17, 2026, and they adopted the 2026 long-range financing plan, including updated rate stabilization fund policy, excess revenue procedure policy, and updated statement of debt management and disclosure policy. Water Planning approved the MOU with the city and the county for IRWM planning and implementation activities and awarded a contract with Woodard and Curran for a not to exceed amount of $503,255 with a termination date of June 30, 2029 and the option to extend an additional 18 months. E&O awarded a contract to Level Crane Systems in the amount of $269,086. 9.7 was tabled. Moving on to LPO, they adopted a position of support on the drought relief obtained using Government Help Today Act of 2025 and adopted a position of support on AB 35, Proposition 4, Administrative Procedure Act exemption. The Imported Water Committee had no reportable action, and that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. That will populate the consent calendar, items 9.1 through 9.8. I will entertain a motion. I have a motion from Director Scalzetti, a second from Director Acosta. Madam Clerk, will you please open the vote, and directors, please cast your vote.
Please vote now.
Director Paul.
Director Paul is a no on 9.3 and 9.6. Thank you.
Thank you. Noted.
Director Whipper.
I will abstain on 9.3 and vote yes on the balance of the consent agenda.
Thank you, noted. Director Paul, can you please enter your consent vote? Thank you. Consent calendar passes.
Thank you very much. I also just do, with the passage of the consent calendar, want to just take a brief moment to iterate my thanks and appreciation to specifically our finance staff for their work today in getting us to this point. I know we had a robust discussion earlier, and I appreciate that every single time, make no mistake, but really want to recognize their work in getting us to this point. So colleagues, will you join me in a round of applause for our finance staff? And obviously led by the incredible Lisa Marie Harris. So Lisa Marie, thank you very much for your work on this. We appreciate it. Okay, moving on. Item 10 is our action discussion and information items, for which we have a few. The first being a nomination and selection of a board secretary. As presented in the supplemental packet, I have the solemn duty to share the resignation of Director Lines as board secretary. She submitted her resignation to me over the holidays, and I absolutely understand and respect her decision. So I have accepted her resignation from that position. Please note, she will remain a member of the Water Authority representing San Dieguito, but she has just resigned her position as a board officer. Director Lyons specifically has brought a grounded, thoughtful, solutions-oriented approach to her work as a board officer. I can testify to that firsthand. She was always steady, prepared, and held in an unwavering commitment to doing right by the people we serve. And I have truly been honored to serve with her as a board officer. So I thank her for her time and leadership as our board secretary. Director Lyons did have to travel out of town, so she wasn't able to be here, but she will address the board at a future meeting. Again, we have the rest of the year to continue serving with her. We will have that time as well. With Director Lyons' resignation and in consultation with the General Counsel, the board is required to fill the board officer vacancy within 90 days. Whoever is elected will serve out the remainder of Director Lyons' term as board secretary. It is my pleasure to nominate Director Teresa Acosta, representing the Carlsbad Municipal Water District, and this nomination has been seconded by Chair Emeritus Mel Katz. Director Acosta, would you like to make any comments before I call for any nominations from the floor?
Yes, thank you. I want to thank Chair Serrano and Chair Emeritus Katz for nominating me, and to my fellow board members who have been such great colleagues. I admire my neighbor from the city next door, Secretary Lyons, so much, and it was my pleasure to nominate her for secretary in 2024. I agree with Chair Serrano that she is thoughtful, balanced, a compassionate leader. And it would be my honor to take the baton from her and to continue to build on the foundation that this leadership team has built. I think this agency is in a really important new chapter. We have an innovative general manager and leadership team. We have a highly skilled board with a lot of great ideas and energy and passion, as we saw earlier today. And I think it's a really exciting time to be here with you. I am a person who is dedicated to collaboration. I'm dedicated to transparency, and I'm dedicated to respect for our diverse voices and the diverse communities that we serve. In Carlsbad, I have said many times that my policy priorities, I know Neil has heard this, he lives in Carlsbad many times, affordability, safety, and sustainability. And all three of those policy priorities find their nexus right here at the Water Authority. I'm committed to ratepayer affordability, especially for the working families in our communities that are struggling with inflation and the rising cost of living here. It would be my honor to serve as your secretary of this board. And I thank you again for the nomination.
Thank you, Director Acosta. At this time, are there any additional nominations from the floor for the position of board secretary? Hearing no further nominations, there is a motion by myself to appoint Director Acosta as the board secretary with a second from Chair Emeritus Cass. Is there any discussion? Director Myers.
Thank you. I'd just like to add that as Director Acosta mentioned, she is my city council member. I have got to know her well once I decided to step into this ring of water. And I just couldn't be happier that she stepped forward and is going to accept the role that she's taken. She has the demeanor, the skills, and I think the knowledge to do a great job. And she certainly has my full support.
Thank you, Director Myers. Director Castaneda.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you, Chair Serrano, for making an excellent choice with respect to your motion. It's bittersweet. I'm going to lose a great seatmate here, but over the last few years, we've had the opportunity to talk a lot about various issues that have come before this board, and I've always found her to be open, collaborative, and willing to look at the big picture. And I think what she spoke about in terms of affordability is something that all of us are thinking about. And with her leadership role, we will move further down the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Castaneda. Vice Chair Hilliker.
Thank you, Chair. Well, over the last year I've spent with Joy, it's been great. And I'm really going to miss her. She's a great carpool buddy. So Let's keep that in mind. But I'm really excited to see Ms. Acosta come on up and join us and be ready to start drinking from a fire hose.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that last part. It is close. It is getting close to 3:30. Director Scalzetti.
Thank you, Chair. I also are going to miss her being my neighbor. I was wondering if I could drum up enough votes, she would stay right next to me. But I hope that you would consider bringing me another neighbor. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a regular State Farm, like a good neighbor. I'm there for you. All right, Madam Clerk, will you please open the vote? Directors, please cast your vote.
Vote is open. Director Madaffa left the room. Vote passes.
Congratulations to Director Acosta. And now for something completely different. Item 10-2 is a Board of Director Retirement Resolution for Director Ditas Yamani representing the City of National City. Director Yamani served on the Water Authority Board of Directors since January of 2023. During that time, she served as Vice Chair on the ANF Committee, as a member of the E&O, LPO, and Water Planning Committees, and as our representative on the Sandag Regional Planning Committee. Director Yamani couldn't join us for today's meeting, but we want to thank her for her service on this board. With that, can I get a motion to approve resolution 2026-1?
Second.
I have a motion from Vice Chair Hilliker, a second from Director Scalzetti. Madam Clerk, will you please open the vote? Directors, please cast your vote.
Director Abdullahi, Castaneda, and Madaffa, please cast your votes. Madaffa left. Vote passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 10-3 is board reappointments and appointments, of which we have several. Appointments and reappointments are informational items and do not require board action. I would like to congratulate all of the board members being reappointed this month. This includes Director Burt Williams representing Camp Pendleton, Director Gary Arant representing Valley Center Municipal Water District, and Director Heidemann representing the City of Poway. Congratulations on your reappointments. You've got 6 more years here. Congratulations. Moving on to new appointments, I would like to welcome Director Tim Douglas to the Water Authority Board of Directors representing the City of San Diego. He is seated on the ANF and Water Planning Committee, as well as the Audit Committee, as I just announced a few moments ago. Welcome to the Board of Directors, to Director Douglas. Would you like to make any comments at this time?
I just want to thank everyone again, once again, for giving me the opportunity to help provide safe, sustainable water to the City of San Diego and the County of San Diego. Thank you, folks.
Thank you very much and welcome. Next, I would like to welcome Director Esther Sanchez. Director Sanchez is the mayor of Oceanside and is now joining us as the representative for the City of Oceanside on the Water Authority Board of Directors. She is seated on the ANF and E&O committees. Welcome to the Board of Directors. Mayor Sanchez, would you like to make any comments at this time?
Thank you. Just briefly, I look forward to working with everyone on this very important organization. I've been on the council in Oceanside since 2000, and this is the first time that we actually have a council member on this organization. Before, we had individuals and then also our water department director. So it's not going to be easy to be filling Lindsay Leahy's shoes at all. Very, very humbled to be here. But I have to say that in the time that I've been on the council, I've been very, very much involved with our water issues. And again, we do have, we're very blessed to have the San Luis Rey Aquifer and all the things that we've tried to do to ensure affordable water. So I look forward to working with everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Sanchez. Next on our tour de mayors is Director Ron Morrison. Director Morrison is the mayor of National City and is returning to the Water Authority Board of Directors as the representative for the City of National City following the retirement of Director Yamani. He is seated on the ANF and LPO committees. Welcome back, Mayor Morrison. Would you like to make any comments at this time?
Just real quickly, when I was on the board before, it was about 14, 15 years, something like that. And all I can say is, it sounds like as if we're talking about the same subjects that we were then. It's some different faces, but same place, same topics, and here we go.
Thank you, Mayor Morrison. That concludes item 10. Moving on to item 11, which is our special reports. Item 11A, General Manager's Report.
Yeah, I want to give a tag team sort of report with our general counsel. We wanted to give you an update on the San Vicente storage project. We're going to return with a more thorough update in the coming months, but I wanted to let all of you know that Berkshire Hathaway has left the project team. Kiewit has remained with the Water Authority and with the City of San Diego, and we're actively continuing to meet with them regarding the next steps and a replacement. We are still operating within budget. I think that that's important to keep in mind, the $18 million that we got from the state. We anticipate having enough money through the next year, or at least through the plant, the environmental process, and getting to the end of the FERC licensing. So, like I said, we're going to give you some updates here in the coming months, but David's going to talk a little bit about some changes with the state procurement process, which impacts this project team as well.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. So hearing that Berkshire Hathaway has backed away from the project is probably semi-shocking to some of the directors who've been around for a while. But it's actually a non-material issue from a legal perspective and from the solicitation perspective, because when the project was initially approved, it was premised on two partners. You needed a partner to build the project, who's Kiewit, and then you needed a partner who could commercialize and market the power. That second component is no longer necessary because the state of California has stepped in and has elected to be a central procurer of the type of energy that's going to be generated at the San Vicente facility. So that'll go through a competitive process through DWR. So the important piece here is that we remain partners with the company that can actually build the project. So essentially, they just need to go out and find a financing arm. And in many ways, the state's decision has alleviated a lot of risk on this particular project. So, you know, the ability of a firm to go out and find a buyer for power that's a little unknown, it's going to be 15 years into the future, created a risk profile that's very, very different from one where there's a competitive process within the state where we'll make an application and we'll be picked or not picked, likely picked, hopefully. And we know what the developer knows what their profit basis is, and it's a much more standardized process than it was before. So no material change to the action that this board took at the point in time. And if anything, the project has been de-risked to a large extent by the change at the state. So that's the report on that. I do have one other general, unless you've got something else. Okay. So I don't know. Some of you may have heard that the city of San Diego has filed a claim against the Water Authority for $4 million related to the Lake Hodges dam replacement project. I will be forwarding all of you an email with the claim and associated documents. I wanted you to hear from me before something showed up in your email box raising a lot of questions. I don't intend to talk about any legal theory or thoughts on the claim at this point. We have 45 days to respond, but I thought it was important that you all know. And like I said, you'll see that probably by close of business today. That's it.
Good to know. Okay, SANDAG report. Secretary Lyons is absent. SANDAG subcommittees, Borders Committee.
Mr. Chair, the Borders Committee was canceled. It's met for several months.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Regional Planning Committee, there's no report. Are there any AB 1234 compliance reports from any directors? All right. Seeing none, item 12 is our closed session items, for which there is one for this meeting. General Counsel, will you please take us into closed session?
Yes, we will now adjourn into closed session pursuant to the government code listed on your agenda. We have emerged from closed session with nothing to report.
Thank you very much. There being no further business, this Board of Directors meeting of the San Diego County Water Authority is now adjourned.